This is Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special with Deidre Veronica. And I have a guest tonight, G.W. Tolley. How are you? Thank you for calling in tonight.
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for having me on your show.
For sure. I'm so glad you could call in. So I just read that you're an author. You had awesome testimonies and miracle stories. So I'm curious to know, how did you come to Christ?
I was raised in the church and was at church every Sunday night, and also on Wednesday. And when they would wake me up to go to church, there was one Sunday I said, when I grow up, I'll never go to church again. And my dad said, when you grow up, get out of bed and let's go. And so for about 20-some years, I didn't go to church and went away from God. I lived in Nashville for about 16 years. One of my friends worked for the radio station there, so I was at every event, even on the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman. And so I've lived here about 17 years. And then God basically, you know, he'll let you kind of go as long as you want to go, but then there's going to be a point where he kind of puts his foot down. And that's kind of what happened.
Right. So how is that for you? Because I'm always curious when I hear stories of, I went to church, then I stopped going to church, and then God brought me back. So the time where you weren't going in church, where did you get your sense of hope and your sense of peace? Because I know when we have a relationship with Christ, we go to him for everything. So what did you do during that time to stay peaceful and joyful?
Well, there wasn't very much peace, and there was a lot of alcohol, and that just seemed to make things worse. And because then the next day you wake up and you're hungover and you're broke.
Right. So how did God really, like, speak to you? And you said he put his foot down. So, like, what does that look like? He just, you know, how does that look?
It's identity theft. They got into my checking, my savings, my credit cards. And from that point, it was over $27,000, which is a felony, so you go straight to prison for that. So I was trying to find lawyers to get me out of that. And then I was taking my condo money, like 2 months' rent, to pay the lawyers. And then on Christmas Eve, they came and they foreclosed on me. And the police officer said, I've never seen anybody be foreclosed on so quickly. And so, I mean, I remember it just like it just happened, going to pray and say, God, I'm a good person. Why did this happen? You know, I have 28 charities that I work with. And it was so loud. It was, you built your house on sand. And that was the end of the conversation. And so right after that, I was laid off. That's when they kind of turned down. My mom had died. She died four times, twice she was dead for 30 minutes. I ended up homeless. Then ended up living with friends. I thought it was going to be a short time. It ended up being like 5 years. And then I worked for another company and basically just hired me for my contact. And so when I needed to go see my mom, he told me, he said, you don't have any vacation time, no sick time, it's denied. And so I said, I need to go see my mom. So he fired me and went home to see her, and 3 weeks later she passed away. So All that took a long period of time. And I ended up living with a family from Craigslist. And her son had lost his job, so he moved in. He has a one-year-old, a three-year-old, a five-year-old, and a pregnant wife. So nine people lived in a little small house. And the owner had sold the house, so every day we were waiting to be evicted. So I moved 8 times in 10 years. But the one thing that really was happening was I had ate oatmeal for like 2 years. I was microwaving water at night in my stomach so I could go to sleep. But the ironic thing was I was too proud to go to the food bank that I volunteered for. And finally, one day I went in and they said, hey, what are you going to do today? And I said, I need to go through the program. And I put my head down and they said, young man, raise your head up. There's no shame here. We started as volunteering or through the program, then volunteered. And you've done the reverse. You were volunteering and then did this program. So So once I surrendered and go, God, I give up. I'm really tired of just going around in circles and just all the craziness going on. And so then I worked at a box store, and they switched me to inventory. And as I was driving home one day, it kept me over like 3 hours. And I fell asleep while I was driving, and the car was stopped at a light. It was the most peaceful sleep. Nobody woke me up. Nobody blew the horn, believe it or not. And when I did wake up, I drove on home. The next day, I didn't make it to that point. The car went off the road, and it was about to hit a pole with a transformer on it. And someone called me. My phone flashed. I got back onto the road, and they said that God told me that you're in danger, and your divine life purpose is much needed in the world today. And I have to stay on the phone with you until you're parked.
Oh my goodness.
So
that is incredible.
So there's been some journeys, and as a child I was actually had hearing issues and I was 95% deaf. So I failed English, spelling, grammar, punctuation. I failed all that. And when God wanted me to write the first book, I said, you have the wrong person. English, spelling, grammar, punctuation. That's not me. I can't do that. But he put such a burden on me. It was like having a baby. The baby was coming no matter what. And
right, he
said to me how he wanted the book done. And several people had said, the publishers, we don't do it that way. This won't sell. People won't like it. And I said, well, that's the way God wants it done. He didn't say they would like it. He didn't say they would buy it. And so within the last year, he's written 11 books, and there's 13 books overall within the 5 years.
Wow, that was going to be my second question. What inspired you to write the book? So definitely your life stories. And I love how God works. Even the Bible is just full of a lot of different stories, and it's all from the Holy Spirit. So God was working in you through all these events, and they're all purposeful. Sometimes you're in the middle of a storm, you don't see the end, but God has a plan. So what has it been like for you writing these books and becoming an author?
They happened very quick. The second book, he said, I want you to self-publish. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. But, God always equips us with the things that we need to do when he asks us to do something. And that was one of the things with, he had me write a book, it's called Self-Publish 2021, and it teaches you how to do your own books and how to, everything you need to know. And that way you can build your own business as a kingdom business and, put it back into God's kingdom, if that makes sense.
Right. And all these books, we can find it on productionsbyfaith.com, correct?
They are.
Awesome. And then I was looking at... Oh, go ahead.
It's been a journey. It really has. Because the modern-day Job, he revealed that book in Israel. It was right before the pandemic. The company I work for was an atheist company. And they told me never to... We know you're a Christian author, and there was only one book at the time. They said, never talk about Jesus. And I said, I shouldn't have to be through me. So God actually gave me the company president's award and just doubled the sales in Florida. It was just amazing what God was doing. And so for the award, they said, this year what we're going to do is give you airfare and hotel anywhere you want to go around the world and 4 days extra vacation. And so then that's where I went. I went to Israel, and I was by myself because the company had sold, and I had to take the trip or lose it. And so you talk about amazing to go. I'd never traveled international, and here I'm in Israel. I get off the plane, and I'm like, there's nobody to pick me up. Nobody knows where I'm at. And it was just amazing. Everybody should go to Israel and just walk through the Bible. It's just amazing. It's really opened my eyes.
Right. My family's planning to go there very soon. It's kind of been delayed because of the pandemic, but hopefully we can go there very soon.
And that's what the Israel Blessings and Favor was about, was to show people how to get ready for the trip and encourage them to go. And
yeah.
It's like I said, it's just amazing. It really, really, really is.
So I'm excited to go. I know everyone says it's amazing. I definitely want to see the Bible come to life. And I was looking at your Facebook, and you have a pinned post saying, if you die today, are you 100% sure that you'll go to heaven? And that question, actually, I heard when I was 15 years old, and I couldn't say yes. And that scared me, to the answer to that question for myself. And I wasn't saved until 2 years later. So God used that kind of question from my youth pastor to really help me to look, examine myself to see if I'm really have a strong relationship with Him and am I following His commandments. So what made you want to pin that question on your Facebook?
In most of the books, the last thing that I had was, you know, if you let's have a conversation, let's chat for a minute. You know, if you die today, would you go to heaven? And then it kind of had the sinner's prayer, but I was missing the middle part of all the verses. And when I came back from Content 2020, God had sent me there in February in Texas. When I was coming back, the young lady that I had that invited me to go there, she said, my church is having a witnessing class. And so I went through that class, and what was ironic was when I came back, the starting of that class, I couldn't hear. So for 7 weeks, my ears popped up and I couldn't hear anything. And so I had to go through the class and read, and I'm like, God, please reveal to me why this happened. And He said, I wanted you to recall when you couldn't hear, how you didn't want to live, how you didn't fill in, fit in, and how you felt alone. And He goes, think about it now, the people that's hearing impaired or deaf, they can't read lips with a mask. And so suicide is increasing in a lot of these fields, you know, with firefighters, first responders, military, police, and also the hearing impaired. So I created, God had me create hearing impaired and deaf awareness program, and it just talks about that. So when I finished the class, it gave me the other Bible verses that I needed for Romans Road. And so we had done a, where we were practicing on people. And so I put it on Facebook. I had called people, text people. And it was about almost, it was 999, right around that range. And one of my friends said, I'm not going to heaven. I've done too many bad things. Mm. And I was just really, really upset. I'm like, wow, that's not what it's all about. I've done a lot of bad things too.
Right.
And it's just really, like a guy the other day, he said his prayer was delete me, God delete me. Mm. And that's what One Last Chance talks about. It's a story about somebody that had one last chance. And that story was the most difficult one for me to write. I did not want to tell the story. I literally cried the whole entire time that I wrote it.
Well, you know what? It's amazing how these things are going to impact people. And just like we're still being inspired by the Bible today, and we're continually being impacted, I love how God keeps using people to help other people. So just putting something like that on your Facebook, anyone can scroll and see that, and it's gonna be a reaction and a question that they will have to ask themselves. So I want to know if there's a go-to scripture or a favorite story in the Bible that you go back to often.
It's Jonah is one, because I was Jonah for the longest while. And then I just look at the characters in the Bible. You know, even with Job, I wasn't like Job. I wasn't the one following God. But, you know, there's some of the things that happened to him that I went through. And, you know, God is such a faithful God, and He's, you know, a sovereign God, and he restores. And so, you know, I've been Mary, I've been Martha, you know, I've whined, and I've been all these things. And so every day it just seems like there's a different verse that will kind of, will hit me. But, you know, it's faith, hope, and love, and the greatest disease is love. And I think if we do all these things in love, no matter what happens, God will always shine.
All right. Awesome. sure a lot of people could probably relate to Jonah and Job. They went through some pretty interesting scenarios. So you were just at the International Christian Film and Music Festival. I was also there, too. I was interviewing on the red carpet. So how did you end up going to the festival?
So God had me go to a grocery store at sundown, and I had gone in, and I didn't know why I was there. And he asked me to speak to the stock boy, and I said, "How are you doing?" And he said, "Fine." And God said, "Ask him how he's really doing." And I said, "How are you really doing?" He said, "Well, my aunt and uncle were just murdered. My mother's dead, and my grandmother's dead, and I don't want to live anymore."
Mm-hmm.
And I just started talking to him, you know, whatever God was telling me to say to him. And he goes, "You sound just like my coworker on the next aisle, and he's a pastor." And I said, "Well, if God is speaking to you through two different people and telling you the same thing, he really loves you." And so I asked him if I could pray with him, and that's something I would have never done. And so then the next task was ice cream, and I'm like, okay, I like this task. And so there was a man and woman, they were arguing, and I just spoke to them as I went by, and they looked like they were just going to kill me. And so when I came back, they were gone, and then he was sent to end of aisle number 7, where the young boy was going to kill himself. And he had a book, children of reform, and he didn't want to stand with his wife. She was checking out. And so God could pray with him. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I walk up to him, and I said, can I pray with you? And he stepped back, like in a stance where he was going to hit me. He was bigger than I was. He looked me up and down. And he said, sure. So I prayed with him. And, it was just amazing. God just did what he needed to do. The Holy Spirit just showed up. And he left, and this lady came up, and she said, "I never see a man pray with another man and just stop everything that's going on right here in front of the grocery store." And I said, "Well, that's what God asked me to do." And she said, "I'm getting ready to do this event. Will you please, pray that everything goes well?" And she goes, "Can I have your card?" That was on Saturday. On Monday, she texted me and said, "Call this number and see if it's at the table." I didn't even know where I was calling. And so I called, and I said, "Tell the story how you got the phone number." So I told him how I got the phone number, told him the story, and he said, "Somebody will call you back at 7:30. The lady calls me at 7:30, and she told her the same story. She said, "I don't have any tables left, but you can put your information in the swag bags." That was 2019. And I said, "If God wants me there, he'll create a table." About 30 minutes later, she called me and said, "I have a table. Someone just canceled." That's how I ended up in 2019. And so then God sent me to Content 2020 in Texas in February. Then I was back at ICFF. And then last week I was in NBR, NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters in Texas. And God said, "I just want you to go. I want you to share your testimony and pray with you." And so I just go where he leads me to go. And this is a whole new venture for me.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I love how God worked things together. That's really incredible. So do you have any upcoming projects, or what are you looking forward to the future of your books and everything that God's doing in your life?
Right now they're turning it to audiobooks. And there's been several people want to turn my life into a movie, but the movie has to match my testimony. It can't deviate from that. And it just has to focus on God, because all the things that he's... So I also teach the self-publishing classes to people how to do their own books and stuff like that. And so I work with the Christian Chamber of Commerce here in Central Florida, which is also through the United States. And so then there's some upcoming television programs and different things. So that's just opening a lot of doors. So I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me and just hear my testimony. Like I said,
of course.
I was so far away, and there's always hope.
Awesome. And then how can people follow you and keep up with with what you're doing, social media accounts?
On those, it's G.W. Tolley and Productions by Faye.
Yeah, awesome. And that's Instagram and Facebook, and then your website is productionsbyfaith.com.
Correct. And as of yesterday, now.
What was that, as of yesterday?
As of yesterday, I'm on TikTok.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, I appreciate you so much for coming on tonight. Your testimonies and the miracle stories are awesome. Hopefully I'll get to see you next year if you're at ICFF. Yeah, thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of your night.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless.
Okay, bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Initialize sequence.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl Vivica Fox.
I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo.
I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital. Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick.
John Snyder. You're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection.
Lights, camera, action.
Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business.
So get connected and listen to Hollywood Connections Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Enjoy.
Something different to you than me.
the man I am. A lot of folks say what it's not, 'cause nothing is perfect, but being here all I've got, I was allowed to earn it. Some things still aren't right, some unison, some harmony.
Oh, wow. That is such a beautiful song. I mean, he wrote it in one day. Hello, Lee. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
That is a beautiful song. And thanks. So appropriate. So is the perfect time. It's July 4th on Sunday. And I had asked you to maybe play something for the holiday. And you said, oh, okay, I'll write it in a day. And anyway, this is Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special. I am Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Universe 2021. And the song you have heard is by Lee Knox, America for Me. He is a amazing musician, singer, composer, and you said you have written about 1,000 songs. This one is just an example of what Lee writes and sings and plays music to. And Lee, how did you write that in one day?
I was on my way home from work, and I read your message at a stoplight, and I started to think about what I would want to say with, you know, where we are in America, good and bad. To me, I looked at America as a marriage, because there's no such thing as a perfect marriage, just like there's no such thing as a perfect country. But even with an imperfect marriage, you can still have some of the greatest times of your life. So I just kind of married those two premises together, and by the time I got home from work, I had the song written.
Incredible. Yeah, so, and then what about your performances? I know you've been performing. I watched some of your things on Facebook announcing your performances. Could you tell us about your past performances and any upcoming performances?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of, the bar scenes and different restaurants that have now started back opening up music post-COVID. I'm saying post-COVID, although we're still not 100% out of it, but it's, a lot of people now are starting to open things back up. I'm getting a lot of phone calls. I secured a show on the 10th here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Market at 11. Off of North Community House. I'll be there with my band Encore from 3 to 5. So I'm really looking forward to it, and have a few other ones in the pipeline that haven't materialized fully yet. So, but getting back running again. So glad.
Great. Yeah, it feels good to be able to go out to a restaurant and eat and other people around, go to a mall, and there's other humans around. You know, as before, as we were just stuck at home doing, you know, as much as we could do to entertain ourselves and our families. So that's really nice. But you're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and what's the name of the restaurant?
Well, this actual event is going to be at 11625 North Community House Road. It's going to be an outside event. It's open to everybody. This one's not going to be a restaurant as much as it's going to be just an open event that Waves Entertainment is putting on, and they contacted me and asked me to be there.
Great. And that's from 3 to 5 in North Carolina time?
Yes, Eastern Standard.
Yeah. So everybody can know about it, and possibly people in North Carolina could go see you. And how could people find you on social media?
My website is leenox.net. That's LEEKNOX.net. On Twitter, my name is Lee Knox Music. On Instagram, Lee Knox Music. And on YouTube, where I've done a lot of live performances on YouTube, it's under Lee Knox Music as well. So
they can find you there, yeah. You are amazing, you know. All these songs, wonderful, all kinds of genres, right? We've been playing some of your more religious songs for the show. And I usually participate at the International Christian Film Festival, Film and Music Festival. So, you know, I sing some of the religious songs, and I submit my videos and my music. And they've liked it. I've had a couple of official selections. So, you know, all the producers and directors and all the business people going to the festival get to see it and get an official selection. So, and there's like so many people there and a lot of famous celebrities showing up. So, you know, there's so many things that we could do with the music. You and I still have that duet that we have to, you know, do on the show.
I'm so ready.
I'm going to send you my song, and then you can edit it yourself and put it together.
Absolutely.
So another thing, yeah. July coming up is what will you be doing for 4th of July? You have anything special that you're going to do?
Excuse me. No, just it was amazing that I was able to even get the song out or even get it recorded in the studio last night, because I've been nursing a sinus infection.
Yeah.
So I've had no voice. So even to be able to get that out. So a lot of what I'll be doing for the 4th is just trying to recuperate and get my body back to zero. But I've been producing a few albums for some artists over here, so I've been putting a lot of studio time in for them. So a little bit of that is on the agenda, but outside of that, just relaxing and then just enjoying the time of the independence we have.
Great, yeah, July 4th. So that it's just a lot of people celebrate July 4th, and now this year I would think a lot of people are going to go out to places, you know, picnicking and beaches and lakes and wherever they can go and party and celebrate. What is the 4th of July? So also known as Independence Day or July 4th, a little bit about what 4th of July is, because believe it or not, some people don't know what they're celebrating if you ask them. So I just wanted to educate people a little bit more about it in our American history. July 4th has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941, but the tradition of Independence Day goes back to 18th century and the American Revolution. On July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, delegates from the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence, which is, you know, a historic document drafted by Thomas Jefferson. From 1776 to the present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with festivities ranging from fireworks, you could hear those everywhere, parades and concerts, to more casually family gatherings and barbecues. That's probably what I'm going to be doing, barbecuing, just resting, watching TV, and watching the fireworks on TV. The 4th of July, 2021, is on Sunday. This year, July 4th, 2021, the federal holiday will be observed on Monday, July 5th, 2021. And so that's a little bit about our American history. There's much more. And so as far as music, there's a lot of beautiful music that, you know, you can play. I had asked you to, you know, do something for the 4th of July. There's other songs for the holiday. Famous songs by celebrities, such as God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. You have Call Me America, Dolly Parton, Battle Hymn of the Republic. So if you're interested in some nice music for the time of the year, July 4th, there's America the Beautiful, Ray Charles. That was in 1972. The Star Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston in 1991. My Shot, the cast of Hamilton, 2015. He is my relative in my family tree, Lin-Manuel. And that's one of the songs that he sings in Hamilton. God Bless America, Celine Dion, her beautiful voice, 2001. This Land is Your Land. And there's America, Simon and Garfunkel, 1968. Living in America, I love that one, James Brown, 1985. The Stars and Stripes Forever, John Philip Sosa, 1896. And then back in the United States, Chuck Berry, that's back in 1959. American Spirit, Thomas Rhett, 2015. There's Your Grand Old Flag, Brooks and Dunn, Only in America, American Saturday Night. So if you're looking for some good music to play for your, you know, day with friends and family, these are some really good selections. American Heart, The Space Hills, another one of my favorites. Freedom, Kimmy Test Me, American Child, and so on. So, you know, you can have picnics, and you can go to the park, and you can go to the beach or the lake. Just stay home, watch TV, watch the fireworks like I'm going to do, and barbecue. So there's a lot of fun things. And now, you know, as I obviously talked, you know, post-pandemic, almost we're almost out of it. I've gotten vaccinated. Did you get vaccinated?
I sure did.
You did? So I got my Pfizer. Which one did you get? The Pfizer, the Moderna?
I got Pfizer.
The Pfizer, yeah, there's two. Let's get two. So I did get it, so I'm feeling a lot better when I go out. You still see people wearing their masks. Some people don't want to do it. I know my mom, I called her and I said, did you get it? Because she was due for an appointment, doctor's appointment. She goes, no, I was afraid to do it. I didn't know because it isn't that. Because she's, you know, in her 80s. And so she's kind of scared because she has some health issues and stuff. And I'm like, you know, well, she's going to her doctor, so they should know. But it's important to, you know, make sure you're vaccinated before you go out in crowds and all that, especially, right, in crowds. Make sure if you're not vaccinated, I would say stay closer to family and home. And so, you know, just play it safe. Now, on a little bit more, some facts about 4th of July. On July 4th, 1776, the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England. So you ask people, what's going on? What was this celebration all about? Some of them don't know, especially the younger, you know, crowd of the generation. It's an event which eventually led to the formation of the United States. And then each year on July 4th, known as Independence Day, Americans celebrate this historic event. So why do we celebrate it? See, the 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, celebrates the country's separation from the British Empire in 1776 and the founding of the United States. What really happened on July 4th, and back in 1776. This year, on July 4th, 1776, the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing the colony separation from Great America, from Great Britain. What does the 4th of July symbolize? The 4th of July celebrates the passage of the Declaration of Independence. And that's important to know our history. By the Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. The Declaration announces political separation of the 13 North American colonies from Great Britain. Why do we use fireworks on 4th of July? Okay, so we did some digging and says, and it turns out fireworks were used to celebrate the first anniversary of the holiday in 1777. The first ever recorded 4th of July party was held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in July 4, 1777, and like Adams had envisioned, included illuminations, bells, a parade, and explosions. So, you know, I've gone to parades here in Stockton where I live. A lot of, you can buy firecrackers and all that here in Stockton for 4th of July. So it gets real noisy around here on 4th of July. I have to put my dogs in their kennels because they start freaking out. Do you have any pets, Jesse?
I don't. I sure don't.
So anyway, yeah, I have pets, and so that's in general. Pets, when they hear firecrackers, they start freaking out, so you have to make sure they're inside. So everybody, you know, just, yeah, pets, keep them inside for 4th of July. So what is the real date of Independence Day? Who signed it says here that we celebrate American Independence Day on 4th of July every year. We think of 4th of July 1776 as the day that represents the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as an independent nation. Now, it says here, who signed the Declaration of Independence? And it says Richard Lee, George, and it gives you all the names of people here. So that's interesting. How old is America today? So how old do you think America is today? Well, the Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration for the July 1776. That makes the country 244 years old as of today. But it says here, this was written July 2020, so give it another 245 would be. So how do we know about independence of Declaration of Independence, the first formal statement by nations, people asserting their right to choose their own government? So that's important to know. The Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, written by Jefferson, in Philadelphia on July 4th, a date now celebrated as the birth of American independence. So real important to know all these things, and we should educate our youth, you know, about what is it they're celebrating, not just going out, getting drunk, and, you know, lighting up the firecrackers. So the United States of America was founded in 1776, making the country, as I said, 240-plus years as of 2019. And so, now why do firecrackers mean, what do firecrackers mean spiritually? Well, firecrackers are burst with a lot of joy and excitement, denoting the soul's original virtues of joy and bliss. That's when you hear those firecrackers, it's burst of joy, a lot of joy and excitement. So that's what that's about. So, and one here that was interesting, associated with a woman, of independence, and I thought about it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And it says Mary Catherine Bedard was the only woman who signed the Declaration of Independence at that time, at the bottom of the document written in Baltimore in Maryland, printed by Mary Bedard, who was working as a printer at the time, voluntarily inscribed her full name on the document. That's an interesting thing to know. And then how many actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. It says that there were 56 signers. So there was a lot of, these 56 signers put their lives and livelihoods on the line for the cause of American independence. So that's interesting to know. And without their actions, we'd have nothing to celebrate as a nation on the 4th of July. So don't take it for granted. There were people who put their lives and livelihoods on the line for this American independence. So it says here, what is the most youngest country in the world? That we don't need to know that, because that is nothing related to the United States. But since how old will the United States be in 2021? It says here, 244 years old. Did you know that the country is now 244 years old? So that's how old America is. So what am I going to be doing for this celebration, for this 4th of July? As I say, I'm staying home. I'm watching the fireworks on TV. I chose to do that because I usually don't go out 4th of July. I usually stay indoors with family and friends, like we used to do back home as growing up. And, you know, just celebrate barbecue in the backyard and popcorn or whatever, good food, and friends and family. So I just do it that way. And as I said, play safe. There's some people who have not been vaccinated yet. I am vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated, I say stay home. You know, don't be at risk. So, again, what do fireworks symbolize? So, thought to be invented by the Chinese 2,000 years ago, fireworks have been a tradition of America's 4th of July. So, celebration since the country's inception, with the founding fathers themselves seeing fireworks fit to mark the birth of their nation. So it goes back to Chinese 2,000 years ago. Did you know that, Lee?
I did not. Good.
It's really interesting, all this stuff I'm reading about the 4th of July. It's good to know our history and all the wonderful things and all the people that sacrificed, you know, for us. So what does it mean to see fireworks in dream? And dream represents enthusiasm, creativity, talent. Fireworks are thought to symbolize represented feelings. This might be time to let these out. Find out that I'm talking about dreams and fireworks. What is the law? So in the United States, the free country, highest ranking in the freedom, personal freedoms are other countries. It mentions the United States. Is up there, and so it's there's also Sweden and Netherlands as being one of the highest ranking in personal freedom. So that's interesting to know. Why USA is called America? America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian explorer who set forth and then revolutionary concept that the lands that Christopher Columbus, so we know about Christopher Columbus, sailed to in 1492 were part of a separate continent. So America is identifying the top portion of this segment of et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you can get all this information online. What is the, what are the real American citizens? It says here, the United States of America is a diverse country. You know, we can get every, we walk out the door, get all kinds of food and, you know, meet all kinds of people. We don't have to travel to any country. We got it all here. So it says here, the United States of America is a diverse country, and that's what I love about racially and ethnically. Six races are officially recognized by the United States Census Bureau for statistical purposes. You have the white, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Black, or American Native, Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islanders, and people of two or more races. So we are so diverse. So another one is, what is America's nickname? You know the nickname? It says here, tune in to any political campaign in the United States and you'll find yourself awash in rhetoric celebrating the land of the free. Right? That's what they call it. And the great experiment. America goes by Uncle Sam and is known to many of its allies as the beacon of hope. So, really interesting stuff here. What does America really mean? America is derived from America, a term originally denoting all of the New World, also called the Americas. It means of or relating to the United States. For example, Elvis Presley was an American singer, or the man prefers American English. So, what is the... Oh, this is interesting. I didn't know. On what is the old name of the United States? You know the name of the United States, the old name. On September 9th, 1776, the Continental Congress formally declares the name of the new nation to be the United States of America. And this replaced the term United Colonies. That was interesting. And what happens, let's see, other interesting facts. So, I am going to celebrate the 4th of July as my day off. I'm not doing anything that day, and I'm just going to enjoy it, play your song, America for Me, and all those beautiful songs that I told you about, you know, that you can look into for your party at home, or if you're going anywhere, play all those beautiful patriotic songs that we have here, and you can play. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be like the normal way we used to celebrate it post-pandemic, and we'll be able to get out, but play it safe. If you have not been vaccinated, I suggest to, you know, stay home, have a party at home with your friends and family, and if not, you know, go, if you're planning to go out, again, play it safe. There's a lot of people drinking out there as well, because they don't celebrate. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Be careful, and God bless you all. I wanted to play a little bit more of Lee Knox's song, America for Me. God bless you, Lee, and play more of her song.
Still aren't right. Some unison, some harmony. I could be anywhere, but it's America for me. I'm grateful to God. It's America for me. Not a perfect bride, but she's just enough. Mistakes have been made, the road's been tough. We will win through love. Not the party you believe, or where you're from, color of your skin or your income. It's not what we're made of. Our foundation is changing. Whether you think so or don't,
I just want to say bye to everybody. You be careful during the celebration, July 4th celebration. Lee, God bless you, and thank you for that beautiful song that you put together in one day. And Dawn Reese, God bless you. You have a wonderful 4th of July. You're probably going to be on the beach. You're always by the water. She loves the water. So anyway, God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.
I'm so grateful to God. It's America for me.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Federal executions put on hold. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has ordered